Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
A new breed of talk.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
Yeah, it is. And also,
it's Friday!
Which is everyone's so excited. I don't know. You know, it's probably a bad thing that everyone here at the radio station is really excited that it's Friday. It means, you know, we're not living up to our potential as a fun and happy workplace that people enjoy being. You know, if you walk into a building and you say, it's Friday.
It's Friday!
And the employees, like, pump their fists in the air like they do here, then you obviously have problems. Speaking of problems, by the way, my name's Mark Kay, and I appreciate you being here. Speaking of problems, apparently, and again, this show, as I say, is an ongoing experiment, and we, every single day, work diligently to alter it and to change it and to take your suggestions and listen to your feedback and make sure that we're creating a product for you. Because, again, this isn't my show. Yeah, my name's on it. It's the Mark Kay Show, but that's basically because they needed something for, the podcast. Because iTunes makes you put it in, and they're like, well, we'll just call it the Mark Kay. I mean, really, it's the least creative name for a show since, well, the Sean Hannity Show, or the Rush Limbaugh Show, or the Brian Kilmeade. Really, they're all boring names. But it doesn't matter. That's just a name. This show is your show, because you're the one that has to listen to it. I don't have to listen to myself. You do. So we love all feedback. We take all your suggestions to heart. And we got one yesterday, which I want to play for you here. This was an open mic message we got at the end of yesterday's broadcast.
Mark Kay, don't ask your callers how they are. None of your listeners care how your callers are. And also, don't let your callers ask you how you are. We already know how you are. You're doing great. All that fluff cuts into your good jokes and all the information you give us. Otherwise, keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, good. So there we go. That's a very popular managerial tool to end on a positive. But apparently, you know, the how are you? I'm great. How are you? It's all fluff. It's all trivia. And I knew this. I know that politeness is not something that, you know, rudeness is more exciting. So we're gonna do that today. When you do call the show, please don't ask me how I am. I'll be forced to hang up on you immediately. And don't expect me to inquire as to how you are. I'm literally just gonna be like, hey, speak now. You know, and that's going forward. And that way we'll be able to get in way more funny jokes, less fluff, and more information. Oh, also, it's Fake News Friday today.
Oh, that fake news.
So in the last segment, we will be giving away another News 104.5 WOKV hand-blown ceramic coffee mug, which is really, really exciting. But I'm not going to be asking you how you are. I'm just going to say you won the cup. Go away. All right, let's get to it, shall we? Because there's a lot to talk about today, and we're going to go right to the White House. The White House, where President Trump causing a stir once again with Twitter. And I kind of feel like we're at the point, if you look back at what happened this week with the omnibus spending bill and the president, saying he was supporting it, and then what he tweeted this morning, I almost feel like now he's just doing this on purpose. You know, people are always like, what's up with Donald Trump? Is he just ridiculous? Is he wishy-washy? You know, I feel like he does these things on purpose, because he previously said he would support the bill that the Republicans passed in Congress in like record time. But then 2 hours ago, he tweeted, I am considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that the 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, not even mentioned in the bill. And the border wall, which is desperately needed for our national defense, is not fully funded. So now, with what, 12 hours, 13 hours to go before the government shuts down again, the monthly government shutdown that we seem to be experiencing because Ain't nobody want to fix it. Now with 12 hours, the president of the United States threatening a veto, and he's supposed to be going to Mar-a-Lago today. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But the fact of the matter is that it seems that Republicans in the Congress and Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the White House just are not on the same page at all. And so I'd like to spend the first part of the show today asking you a question and getting your feedback. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. If you prefer to send an open mic message, by all means, do that too. But my question today is, real simply, because it's getting harder and harder to figure it out. What is a Republican? Because we hear all the time, the Republicans in Congress, the Republicans in Senate, Republican President Donald Trump, the Republicans have control. You know, they're voting, the Republicans, Republican, Republican, Republican. But what does it even mean anymore? You know, I get the card in the mail and it says, all right, you're registered and go vote. And you go in there and they say, what party are you? And I said, Republican. And they give you the ballot and we hear the ads and we see the campaigns and the candidates and everything else. But what does it even really mean anymore to be a Republican? I mean, other than the simple answer, which is, oh, a member of the Republican Party. Like, yeah, I get that. If you're a Republican, you're a member of the Republican Party. But that's the basic base Webster's dictionary definition. What I want to know is on a deeper level, what constitutes a Republican? Because I sure as hell can't figure it out anymore. There are just so many different types and styles and shapes of Republican. And that's not a Chris Christie being fat joke. That's just the truth. If you look at somebody and you point them and go, oh, he's a Republican or she's a Republican, it's about as descriptive as saying to somebody, oh, I bought a new car. Okay, cool. Is it a two-door? Is it a four-door? Does it have a big engine? Is it fast? Is it fuel efficient? Is it an SUV? Like, what? You got to give me more. Saying I bought a new car means nothing. Kind of like saying somebody's a Republican. It's not like when you're a Democrat. When you're a Democrat, it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty straight-laced. When it comes to every single issue in the entire world, you know how Democrats are going to react. When you call somebody a Democrat, it's not like saying he bought a new car. It's like saying, you know, he bought a hybrid and he bought it with someone else's money. That's basically like you can pretty much sum up any Democrat in a couple of words. But there's no identity or identifiers for Republicans. Democrats like taxes. There are no tax-cutting Democrats. Democrats really like social programs. They like Medicare and Medicaid and welfare, and they want free college and free school and free condoms and free hypodermic needles and, you know, free love and all that stuff. Democrats like illegal immigration. Well, they like legal, any kind of immigration. It doesn't matter whether it's legal or not. They're all like, I heart immigration. But what about Republicans? What about Republicans? Some Republicans want to spend less money. Okay, great. They want to cut the budget. They want to cut the funding programs. They want to cut the deficit, all that kind of stuff. But some Republicans want to spend more. They, in fact, are putting forth a budget that's like, what, $1.6 trillion more to the federal deficit? Some Republicans hate social programs and forced participation in social programs like Obamacare. Others are totally cool with it. And yes, I'm looking at you, Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts. A whole handful of Republicans, they want to put America first, but a whole bunch more don't want the wall. They don't want to abandon the Iran treaty. They don't want to impose trade tariffs. They don't want to anger Russia or North Korea or Great Britain or Mexico or Canada or Bahrain. I don't even know any other country in the world. So like, which is it? Is it America first or is it America like seventh? Is Rand Paul a Republican because he's a member of the Republican Party? Is John McCain a Republican? Because he's a member of the Republican Party. Is Mitt Romney Republican? Is Donald Trump a Republican? Are you a Republican? It's so difficult to decide anymore. And when you look at the bill, when you look at Rand Paul threatening the filibuster, when you look at Donald Trump threatening the veto, this is a bill that was put forward by quote unquote Republicans in Congress that probably won't make it out of the Senate. Because not the Democrats' fault, the Republicans. And if it does make it out of the Senate, the Republican president has now said he's going to veto it. So my question is, what the hell is a Republican these days? 340-1045 is the number. Jack from Jacksonville. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Very well. I believe that.
Wait a minute.
I gotta
put you on hold 1 second. I've already screwed up. I did it wrong. So we're gonna take this again. Jack from Jacksonville, speak.
I believe Republican, Democrat, they're the same anymore, because when the Republicans didn't want Donald Trump as president and the Democrats didn't want Donald Trump as president, I knew he was our man, because there is obviously something going on where they didn't want this gentleman in.
I'll tell you what. So, I don't think – here's the thing. Democrats, I understand. You tell me what a Democrat is, and I can pinpoint exactly what they believe, what they feel, what they do with their money. I know how they're going to vote. That's pretty – I mean, they have an identity. They get together. They stick together, and that's something powerful that the Republicans are lacking. But we've got so many different factions in the Republican Party. Are Tea Partiers Republicans? What about Libertarians? Are Libertarians Republicans? Are moderates Republicans? What the hell is a Republican? 340-1045. This is not a rhetorical question. This is a question I want an answer to. 340-1045. It's the Mark Kaye Show. More of your phone calls coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Mark Kaye. And today, before we get to Fake News Friday, which is coming up.
You are fake news.
Yeah, we are going to delve into this big question, and this is really the key problem. And we need to go way back to the beginning. You know, let's start at the beginning. What is a Republican? Because we have a $1.6 trillion omnibus spending bill that the Republicans came up with in the House, that the Republicans in the Senate probably are going to have a very difficult time passing, that Republican Senator Rand Paul is disgusted with, and that the Republican president now says he's going to veto. So if you can't get any of the Republican-controlled branches of government in order and to agree on something, what exactly is a Republican? You know, when I was younger, I was a Boy Scout, which shocks most people to find that out. But we had a motto. And it was something like, you know, a Boy Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient. There's another, cheerful, and then something, something, and reverent. And I wasn't a good Boy Scout, but I was anyway. And that was the motto. And you had to be all those things all the time. The Republicans don't have a motto, as far as I know. You know, is there one? Is there a Republican? Like, a Republican is smart and thrifty and won't spend your money and do dumb things and likes the Constitution. That's what we need, is the way the Boy Scouts have a motto, the Republicans need a motto. Sally in Lake City, how are you?
Hold on,
Sally. I gotta start over. Sally, go.
Yes, I hope he vetoes that bill. I really do. There's a lot of too much social spending, and I don't understand how Planned Parenthood can get $500 million. That's a political organization, for God's sake. They endorse candidates.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, $500 million is basically nothing when you look at the amount of money we're spending. But
I agree.
Right.
It should not go to Planned Parenthood.
Well, do you remember, and this is so interesting, because last time I checked, and I wrote to Jamie Dupree this morning, because we were going over, and thanks so much for your call, we were going over this bill, and Planned Parenthood is a big deal. I mean, they were just, 6 months ago, there was video of them selling baby body parts. You remember all that, Megillah? And all the Republicans were up in arms and saying this is deplorable and this is horrible and we can't have this kind of organization, and defunding Planned Parenthood was right up there at the top of the list. And now not only are they giving it $500 million, but that's the full budget for Planned Parenthood. So they're fully funding it going forward. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at this and you think, I wrote to Jamie Dupree and I said, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. Are the Republicans still in control of the House? Because I know there were some special elections. I know there was that whole thing in Pennsylvania. Did they totally lose control, or did they just lose their minds? Or are they afraid of losing the House, so they're trying to do whatever they think the Democrats would do? Because if you go through the bill, you know, I'll tell you what. If you go through this bill, and it's 2,000 pages, so I've not done that. I'll be honest with you. I haven't even gone through one page. But I've been following Senator Rand Paul on Twitter. And Senator Rand Paul has been going through as much of this bill as he can before the vote today. Senator Rand Paul has been going through. He's on like page 982 of 2000. And he's been tweeting things that he found out. And he's going. His Twitter feed is the most amazing thing I've read all day. He is over the top, disgusted, and just ridiculously upset. I mean, he's like a crazy old man with kids walking on his lawn with this bill. I'll read you some of the tweets here in just a minute. I'll go through some of the items because it is really weird to think, how is it that Republicans came up with this kind of bill? And will the Republicans in the Senate, will the Republicans in the White House, will they be the true Republicans that veto it? It's a great question. I don't think anyone can really tell us what a true Republican is anymore. If you can, give me a buzz. 340-1045. 340-1045. More of your phone calls coming up. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. By the way, a reminder, we have a new format here on the program.
Mark Kay, don't ask your callers how they are. None of your listeners care how your callers are. And also, don't let your callers ask you how you are. We already know how you are. You're doing great. All that fluff cuts into your good jokes and all the information you give us. Otherwise, keep up the good work, buddy.
So we're doing away with all the niceties, all the small talk, just, you know, brass tacks. That's all. Just right down to brass tacks. 340-1045. This bill is just crazy. The bill here, the omnibus spending bill, which we're not sure what's going to happen. Donald Trump this morning said he's considering vetoing it. I'm considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats. So here you have Donald Trump, a Republican president, taking up the Democratic cause of DACA and saying, hey, Democrats, they're left out of this bill and you're not even complaining about it, which makes me wonder about how good a bill this really is. None of the Democrats are complaining about it. Not a single Democrat is out there in front of a podium or a pedestal saying, this bill's horrible. This bill shouldn't pass. The only people I've heard of who are against it are Rand Paul, a Republican. And if Rand Paul is against something and the Democrats aren't, clearly it's a problem. Also, the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus has come out in support of Donald Trump's veto. They're all Republicans, like serious, hardcore Tea Party Republicans. And now you've got the president himself saying, I'm going to veto this bill because the border protection isn't there and DACA has been left out. What about all the dreamers that we promised to help? It's so mind-boggling. I have no idea what a Republican is anymore. 340-1045. This is Derek and Yulee. Derek, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. The Republicans, just like the Democrats, are corporate prostitutes, which are put into power to enrich their benefactors while crushing the American worker, all the while propagandizing that to the masses of bootstraps and freedom. So all the idiots out there listening to their country music think they could be millionaires like Donald Trump while their dreams slip away. And the real divergence is on social issues, that they go ahead and dichotomize the population. There's this big myth that there's a war between the Republicans and the Democrats when they're both only there to serve their rich masters and crush the proletariat.
That was a really well thought out answer, man. I don't know if you've said that before, or if you wrote that down first, but that was a lot of big words strung together pretty quickly. So thank you. I'm gonna have to go back to the podcast later and listen to that, because I'll be honest with you, I understood like four things you said, and I was thrown off because I totally forgot the new rule and I started by saying how are you. So that was my bad. But thanks again for your call. We appreciate it. Rick in Jacksonville, go.
The Republican Party leadership does not at all reflect the body of Republicans and their
beliefs. Well, which leader?
But stand for constitutionalists.
Okay.
We stand for minimum government, and we stand for a balanced budget.
But all the leaders in the Republican Party don't even agree with each other, so some of them must. Does the president? Does the Speaker of the House? Does Rand Paul? I mean, they're all Republican leadership. Which ones reflect the party and which ones don't? Because they're at odds with each other.
Most of them run, if you watch what they run on very conservative values, balanced budget. But when they get in there, they start voting liberal. They're almost like Democrats.
They're like that guy in Pennsylvania.
The leadership itself is very liberal.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. And I think that, you know, it's interesting to me when you look at this bill because, and again, I've just been following Rand Paul. This bill was so big, nobody could read it. It's back. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass the bill before we can read it? This is basically the same thing, only now the Republicans are doing it. And the Tea Partiers are waking up to that, and they're backing Donald Trump and saying, veto this bill. We haven't even read it. I saw online, and again, I don't know if this is true because I'm not really good at math, but somebody said this bill is over 2,000 pages long, and Republicans only had 1,000 minutes to read it before they had to vote on it. And Rand Paul has been going through this thing on Twitter. On page 207, he tweets, I'm on to page 207. Only 2,000 plus pages to go. Reading about the ever wasteful $6 billion National Science Foundation. Apparently, the National Science Foundation continues to get money, much to the chagrin of Senator Rand Paul. Remember the $350,000 the National Science Foundation spent asking if Japanese quail are more sexually promiscuous on cocaine? I'll be honest with you, I don't remember that, but that's a study I'd like to read. And I'm curious what the effects of the cocaine were on the promiscuity of the Japanese quail and any other, mammals or animals. And that's not all. The National Science Foundation has funded studies teaching sea monkeys how to swim in formation, teaching land monkeys how to gamble, running shrimp on tiny treadmills, running mountain lions on giant treadmills, watching humans play Farmville, watching humans use Flickr, and building a robot that can fold laundry. The last one, my wife would be totally, that's worth $350,000 to a lot of people in this country. So I'm not really sure what the problem there is. But this is, again, the kind of stuff that's in the bill. $500,000, again, to Planned Parenthood, which is not exciting for a lot of people, but that the Republicans seem to be okay voting for. Also, Obamacare is funded. And the wall only gets like $1.6 billion. Charles on the South Side, go.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What do you want to say?
We're kind of losing point here of your question. It was, what is a Republican? Well, I'm a Republican. I'm a first-generation immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between you have the what I call the street Republicans who get active, who try to be consistent in their beliefs, their faith in the party and everything else like that.
Yeah, I like that. Street then, Republican. That sounds cool.
And then you turn back around, you have the Republicans who are went to the best schools, daddy's got money, they get elected to state jobs and everything else and become that way. Well, we don't want to talk about them. The other point I wanted to make was simply this, is you're talking about a situation where 99% of the people have no idea what a bill is. Remember, they took civics out of school. You know, and since then, majority of the people have no idea how anything is really ran.
All right, Charles, let me ask you this question, though, because when it comes to Democrats, and I love your term of street Republican, because that's I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. And I'm going to when I ride my skateboard around, I'm going to wear that. So street Republicans and the leadership are two totally different things. Here's the problem I have. In the Democratic Party, the street Democrats and the rich, you know, I went to private school. Daddy had a silver spoon in my mouth the entire time. Democrats, they all still kind of feel the same way about all issues. So how do we get the Republicans who actually do stuff and the street Republicans who are affected by it to think the same way
from the local Republican committees and the seats and stuff like that, meaning the people who run the Republican parties in the state?
Yeah.
Say, hey, look at you, we have all these great candidates,
yeah,
that can go ahead and do something, but you will not support them to run against Democrat, liberal, anything else like that, or make a political platform.
Yeah, you're basically saying vote their asses out of office. That's great. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I'm not gonna, no fluff. I'm not going to thank you. I take that thank you back. Rocky and Keystone, what'd you want to say?
How you doing, Mark?
I can't answer that question, Rocky.
Hey, on the Republicans, we believe in the Constitution, you know, stuff like that. That's what we believe in, and we believe it's written in stone. You got to abide by it and don't change it.
Mm.
And as far as on Donald Trump wanting to veto the bill, he made the perfect answer for that. Went right against the Democrats, was saying that they didn't have anything in there for Dr. Dreamer. It could not have played that hand any better. It shows the true colors of Democrats, and it shows that he's trying to work with Dr. Kiss.
Yeah. Well, no, and that's exactly why he did it. That's exactly, he wanted to, nobody realized that the Democrats were all quiet on this bill. They didn't care about this bill. They don't have any problems with this bill. They're cool with it. They don't care about DACA. And the only one who brought that out was Donald Trump. He's literally calling them to the carpet on this and saying, hey, I'm the president. I care about these dreamers that you claim to. This bill doesn't have any money for them. I'm going to veto it. Oh, also, I want the money for the wall. 340-1045. All right, listen, we got to take a break. But when we get back, it is Fake News Friday.
Oh, that fake news.
Your chance to win. If you want to play, it's real simple. Pick up the phone and dial 340-1045. I'll give you some headlines. All you have to do is pick out the real ones from the fake ones. 340-1045. We'll play next on The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
It's
And that means it's time for Fake News Friday. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Mark Kay. By the way, I just posted an action photo of myself doing the show on my Instagram account, Mark Kay, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y-E. I mean, it's basically just me yelling to the microphone, but that's about as much action as I, that's about as action-packed as it gets in here. Mark, thank you so much for calling. Mark, are you ready to play some Fake News Friday today?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You're going to be playing against Joseph. Joseph, can you hear me? Joseph? Joseph? Uh-oh. Joseph couldn't hang on. That means we move to our backup contestant, Bill from Jacksonville. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Look at that. Fantastic. Bill, Mark, congratulations. You both will be playing Fake News Friday today.
Oh, that fake news.
All right. Are you guys familiar with the rules of the game?
Yes, I am.
All right, real quick, just for everyone who may be joining us for the first time today, we go back and forth. I give each of you a headline. Your job is to tell me if that headline is real news or fake news. For everyone you correctly identify, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the round gets a hand-blown, coveted, exclusive News 104.5 WOKV coffee mug, only semi-used. You guys ready?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Perfect. Mark, we're going to start with you since you were our first caller. Listen carefully. Here is your first headline. Donald Trump appointed Dr. Walter Palmer, the dentist known for killing Cecil the Lion back in 2015, to a newly formed Wildlife Conservation Council. Is that real news or fake news, Mark?
Fake news.
Fake news, are you sure?
No.
But you're going to stick with it?
Yeah.
All right. Congrats. Good job. Yeah, it's absolutely. That's absolutely. That was making the rounds this week. But that's 100% fake. Congratulations. You're on the board with a point. Bill, are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go. Newly appointed CIA director Gina Haspel has a warrant out for her arrest in Germany. Is that real news or fake news?
That is real news.
That is fake news. There's a large contingent of Germans who are upset with her because she ordered the torture of ISIS terrorists, whatnot. However, it's not against the law, and there is no warrant out for her arrest. They just don't like her. That's okay, Joseph. You didn't get a point, but there's plenty more headlines to go. We go back to Mark. Mark, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Arlington National Cemetery is running out of space. And one group has suggested making room by removing the bodies of 420 Confederate soldiers who have been buried there for 150 years. Real or fake news?
Real news.
That is real news. And they're like, hey, just get rid of those old Confederates. They didn't even like the country anyway. That'll free up some room for our fighting men and women who want to be buried there. All right. You're still in it, Joseph. Here's your headline.
Bill.
I'm sorry. Bill, you're right. You're still in this, Bill. The state of Ohio has replaced lethal injection for death row inmates with a robot that painlessly rips off an inmate's head. Is that real or fake news?
That's fake news.
That is fake news. Congratulations. You got a point. Bill, real quick, back to you. A comedian named Byron Allen bought the Weather Channel for $300 million. Is that real news or fake news?
That is real news.
That is real news, correct. You got a third point, Byron Allen. You may remember him from Real People. He's slowly been amassing a fortune, and yesterday he paid a paltry $300 million for the Weather Channel. That means the score is 3-1, and Joseph, I'm sorry, there's no way for you to... I'm sorry, Bill, there's no way for you to catch up, which means, Mark, congratulations. You're our winner today. You get yourself a News 104.5 WOKV hand-blown coffee mug. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with that. For everyone else, that's it, man. They're gonna throw me out of here in just a minute. But I'll be back Monday for more of the market. We'll see what happens. Maybe the government's going to shut down tonight at midnight. Maybe there'll be a veto. All I know for sure is that whatever happens, we'll bring it to you here live on News 104.5 WOKV. The news and Rush Limbaugh is coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.